For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. What compels people to get up in the wee hours of the morning and travel across their state to visit the state capitol and talk to their legislators about the need for medical marijuana? I got the chance to ask a few folks that very question.
I've been interested in the issue of drug reform for a long time, and when I found out they were having a lobby day about medical marijuana, I thought I really needed to be here.
Thank you very much. Is there a personal reason, a friend or an associate who has benefited from medical marijuana?
No, I'm not aware of that. I frankly am interested in even more comprehensive drug reform, but I think this is a good start. And I just think what the United States is doing about drugs is ridiculous. A number of years ago, I was instrumental in introducing to the Unitarian Universalist General Assembly a study action issue on drug policy, and subsequently the denomination approved a statement of conscience which basically says we need to consider drug abuse as a medical issue and not as a criminal issue.
Recently, Marsha Johnson had an editorial in the Austin American-Statesman about her medical condition. Marsha, I saw your picture in today's paper. There's an editorial in the Austin American-Statesman. Tell them what's contained in that article, if you will.
A synopsis of my condition and a lot of the things that I have to go through, a lot of the pain and the physical things that I have to go through from day to day.
Now, Marsha, if you could talk to all these politicians here today, what would you like to share with them?
Sympathy. If they could just tolerate us, you know? It's not like, I'm 50. I'm not like I'm going out partying and it's not a recreation thing for me. Now that I've gotten older and injured, it's something that there's just no replacement for. There's not any other drugs that I can find that even come close to the relief that I get from marijuana, as well as not making me so goofy. People like me, when we smoke, there's so much pain that you really just don't get high like normal people do when they're smoking for recreation. It takes a lot of medication to take away the pain before you get high.
This war on marijuana persecutes MS patients, cancer patients, paraplegics, quadriplegics, people in our own community. This is Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.